Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Sorry, Adam. Firm views about cats here. How are you today?
Oh, absolutely. No, the cats versus dogs thing. No, you've opened a whole can of worms there.
I mean...
And I don't mean cat food.
I was thinking the same thing. Let's talk, we could talk about cats some more, or we could talk about, the leadership race for the biggest economy in the world. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. Interesting, isn't it? Joe Biden naming Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate, the first black woman to be chosen, although, of course, it's a technicality because she calls herself an American, but she does have an Indian mother and a Jamaican father. And so we were sort of ascertaining, does that mean that she's black? Does it matter? I suppose one says non-white, perhaps, would be another way of putting it.
So people say first African-American and first Asian-American. They say both.
Yes. It's all in one, isn't it? That's the point. And she has a law degree. She's a former California attorney general. She's a no-nonsense person, as Joe Biden described her, a fearless fighter for the little guy, although I think Donald Trump referred to her as a horrible person.
I mean, get in line.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Well, she gets my vote immediately because Donald Trump doesn't like her. But as she herself said, when it comes to her ethnicity, I am who I am. I'm good with it. You might need to figure it out, but I'm fine with it. And so, do you know what? The rest of the world probably will spend some time scratching their heads and does it matter? Ultimately, as she did run for president, she repeatedly clashed with Joe Biden, but it appears they buried the hatchets and had its full steam ahead. And at this stage, they would be favorites, the pair of them, to become president and vice president, although much can change in the next 4 months or so.
I think she was the only choice, and she is a good choice, but that doesn't mean she was... It's a whole nother debate. Let's move forward. I think she'll be an outstanding VP, and I think she'll be an outstanding president probably sooner than she's planning to be. You can make of that what you will.
Interesting.
A Dutch drugs manufacturer. What happened here?
Oh, wow. This is incredible. 17 people arrested after raiding what they think is the largest cocaine factory ever found in the Netherlands. And one of those that you would put into a film and set in a Colombian hillside, and you still wouldn't quite believe it. 13 of the people arrested, by the way, are indeed Colombian. They found only 100 kilograms of crack cocaine. I mean, that's a lot of crack cocaine and tens of thousands of liters of chemicals. But among the other things they found in this laboratory, which was otherwise in a disused riding school outside of Amsterdam, they found, for instance, cement mixers, which are used to get drugs out of impregnated clothing. I didn't know they did that, but apparently, yeah, you put clothing into the cement mixers and it sort of shakes out the drugs, as it were. They reckon this laboratory was able to produce cocaine with a street value of round about $6 million every day.
Sure.
So something that could produce 200 kilos of cocaine every day worth $2 billion a year. That's the kind of setup they've cracked. And, of course, having made the arrests at the site outside of Amsterdam, the question is, what other links did they have? Who else was involved? What were the international couriers doing and so forth? They've got a lot to track down.
They certainly do. Speaking of things to track down, okay, so Harry and Meghan, this new biography, which I believe they've actually sanctioned or vetted or... Finding freedom.
Interesting that, yes, that would be your take, and that's what a lot of people are saying, but officially they haven't. Officially, they have not given interviews or sanctioned it. It is a book that absolutely comes from their side of things.
Yes.
Finding Freedom has been published. These two American correspondents in London have written it about the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. And amongst the stuff there about Meghan feeling she was thrown under the bus by palace officials, some of these things might sound familiar, by the way. She did the SAS kidnap testing course, but then all members of the royal family and senior members of government, and indeed people I work with, have done the SAS kidnap testing course. News of her pregnancy apparently upset Princess Eugenie because it was Eugenie's wedding day.
Yes.
And Prince Charles felt his birthday photo was ruined by the Harry Williams spat. I don't know. Does it blow the keg off things? Not particularly.
No.
It's all a bit pro-Harry and Meghan. You kind of want a bit of balance. And it does report some very private conversations, at which point you think, who else would have given you that information? Just wonder. And also, do any of the profits go the way of Harry and Meghan? Does it matter? Well, I suppose it does, because they're still costing me the taxpayer a lot of money in security while they're out in California doing their thing.
They are, but they're the coolest royals, which keeps the tourism coming to you. Don't worry, Adam.
Well, I think the world has a slightly different opinion to the UK.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, they do.
Here in the UK, we're beginning to think, well, okay, goodbye, good riddance, if that's the way you feel. Whereas I think the rest of the world is still perhaps a bit more fascinated. So this book will be big in America. And frankly, it'll sell everywhere. But I think the Americans in particular will love it.
I don't think anyone cares except in the context of how they get along with American stars. I think people care about how they fit into the global zeitgeist of celebrity.
Yes, exactly.
Rather than what used to happen back at home. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, to be fair, I got my insight from the Mirror, so it wasn't exactly the best source. So, okay, so they didn't sanction it. Thanks, Adam. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.